I'm turning my AC back on because fuck this. All right, hold on. Let me shut my AC off.
No problem.
Bye, AC.
Bye-bye.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany, your clothes altering, trying to fix a broken AC. My laptop is covered in paint splatters, friend.
And I'm Kathleen, you're spending time in the woods, sweating my balls off. I hired a contractor just because of his Irish accent, friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. Kathleen, what are we talking about this week?
This week, I'm talking about all the weird, terrible, vintage, and amazingly awesome kitchen hacks that I have learned from the internet.
Amazing. I am doing what you did last week, Kathleen, which is I am just doing a rundown of what's going on in my life right now.
Yes. Yes, girl.
Because I'll be honest, after all of the research I did on last week's topic, which was the Havana syndrome, I was just done. I just wanted to take it kind of easy for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, last week's episode was a lot. So
I can't wait to do a deep dive into what's going on in Bethany's life right now, Bethany.
So many things. Some of them exciting, most of them not. But I think a lot of us are probably experiencing many similar things right now. So I figure we would talk about that.
Well, is one of them that you're in a fight with your friends? Because I'm in a fight with my friends.
Okay, so is this the same fight you were in with your friends last week, or is this a new fight?
It's the same fight that I was in with my friends last week, but I cut that part out of the podcast because it just got too long.
Fair.
It's the same fight. Okay. And I'll tell you very quickly is that I like to be the boss. I'm very bossy. It's like my way or the highway. And this is one of my least favorite qualities about myself. But I have a friend who like maybe is still going on vacation to Georgia, which is a hot state. And I'm like, you shouldn't go. It's irresponsible, blah, blah, blah.
Hot in terms of coronavirus, not in terms of temperature, although probably also in terms of temperature.
Also in terms of temperature. And I like to be the boss. And I'm like, you shouldn't go. And now there's like a group of us and I'm not speaking to the group. And I probably need to apologize because I have to learn that I can't boss people around.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to apologize. It's been a week now.
Mm.
And it's like the longer it goes on, the harder it is because it's so awkward.
Yeah. You know what? I find that it is just so much easier to just throw yourself at their feet and just to lay it all out there and just say, I screwed up. I'm sorry. And or not even that I screwed up because you didn't screw up.
Well, like, I think you still should not go on vacation, but like, I can't boss you. I'm sorry. Throw them. I don't. Whatever.
Yeah.
Moving
it's
on.
Tough. It's
moving
tough. On. So you went for a hike this weekend.
I did.
And I know this because you I was texting you a bunch of things one day and then you texted me at the end of the day and you said, sorry, I didn't see these. I was hiking in the woods.
Yeah.
And I said, on purpose? Yeah. And you said, yes.
Yes. Bethany, I just need to clear my head. I went hiking with my friend Doug. We saw 3 live deer, like up close in person.
Aww.
It was so magical. And it was like, it just rained, but there were like streams of light coming through the trees. And then up trots this beautiful female deer who's just like, yum, 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 munching on some moss and some grass. It was like a Bambi moment. It was magical. Not the Bambi moment where the mom gets shot, but like the other magical moments in Bambi. Yeah.
Right. Like the other parts that aren't traumatizing. Mm-hmm. Where were you hiking?
I just went over the New Jersey-New York state border to Harriman State Park.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to come with me sometime?
No. No, thank you.
Really?
Because here's what happens, and this is especially what happens with you. You decided you wanted to find some type of hidden lake, and so you went off trail.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you die.
Yes.
Because that is how like a million and one true crime story start is that like Brenda and Dave were having a wonderful honeymoon hike and they decided to go off the trail to find a quote unquote more picturesque spot.
Well, yeah.
And then Dave pushed Brenda off a cliff, or Brenda never found her way back, or both Dave and Brenda never found their ways back, because things get crazy real fast in the woods.
You got to go off trail for the gram, Bethany. And that is why. And also for, like, you know, the very cool secluded swimming holes. So
no, but this is like people do things for the gram and they fall off of a tower. Like, this happens all the time.
I promise I'm not going to push you off a tower. You are my bread and butter. Like, I cannot kill you, because without you, I have no income. So it's your safety net.
I'm not even worried that you're going to push me off a tower. I'm more worried that we're going to go off trail, because you know that in the woods, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to. A, you're the boss. And B, like, I have whimsical ideas of what I can get away with. And so I'll go off the trail with you, and then we won't find our way back. Like, this happens. I cannot emphasize this enough. It happens all the time.
See, if we don't find our way back, then you just pack, I don't know, enough protein bars to at least last a day, you know? Miss Bethany, have you been on Diane Keaton's Instagram lately?
No, because I love her so much, it hurts me to be on her Instagram.
Bethany, she reminds me so much of you.
Thank you so much
of you. My mom and I literally watched all of her IGTV videos the other day, like, in total fascination. First of all, her house is in completely black and white.
She's a smart lady.
I freaking love Diane Keaton. I watched her make tacos. She's like, this is my favorite cheese. And she holds up a bag of Sargento. See?
They're just like us.
They're just like us. Celebrities are like us. Like Diane Keaton eats Sargento cheese.
I love Diane Keaton. I love her hats. Mm-hmm. I love her style. I love her wide-legged pant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She has amazing style. And I think, was it you who sent it to me? Or maybe it was a taste bud. It was a picture of Diane Keaton walking out in public wearing her mask. And it was like, celebrities be thinking, these masks, people won't know who we are. And then it's Diane Keaton, and she's wearing a mask and, like, her, you know, signature bowler hat and, like, matching black and white wide-legged outfit. It's amazing.
You know, she has an IGTV where she just goes through, like, all of the different hats that she has and occasions that you could wear them to.
I wonder who makes her hats. Does she say? Does she have a specific haberdasher?
She doesn't call out a specific haberdasher, but I'm sure if you wrote to her on Instagram, she might be willing to cough up that information.
I bet she has a bespoke haberdashery that she goes to for all of her hat wears.
Are you wearing long sleeves today? It's like 100 degrees outside.
Well, I'm wearing a long sleeve, but they're rolled up. And they're rolled up so my forearms can breathe. But I don't have any clothes I like. In fact, I'm, like, really tempted to turn my AC on, even though it's just going to ruin the sound of the podcast.
No, don't do it. You can't do it.
Then I'm going to have to take my shirt off, because it is so hot in here. But yeah. I don't feel pulled together at all, or myself at all, in the summer. I don't ever feel cute. I just feel gross.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the point? I'm trying. Like, I begin each day with the best intentions of, like, I curl my eyelashes, I put on eyeliner, I do my eyebrows, I, like, you know, whatever with my hair. And then by 10 a.m., if I've even gone downstairs to check the mail, my eyelashes fall, my hair goes frizzy. I just start pouring sweat out of my face.
No, I hear you.
It's not, there's, I can't.
It's not your season. I had on
it's
this
not my season.
Really bright red lipstick before that I had to take off because it just dripped down my face, like on Halloween when you want to look like a vampire with blood dripping down the side of your chest.
Yeah.
I was standing in front of the fan. I would put on like one layer of makeup, like my serum, and then I'd stand in front of the fan. Please dry off. Please dry off. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. I mean, I ran to the post office today, which is just a few blocks from my apartment. And by the time I got back, my concealer that I put on my nose had fully gone off. My lipstick was gone. Yeah. You know, the mask eats it away. Yeah. I don't know why I even had it on. My eyelashes, my mascara was falling off. It's waterproof. Doesn't matter. It just, like, I just am a sweaty mess. I'm not supposed to be in this weather.
Yeah.
My people are from the north.
They are.
We do winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do winter.
You know what? I can appreciate that, Bethany. And even though my people are not warm weather people either, I'm still like, you know, dewy skin is, you know, I could get down with that. You know, it's like the dewy skin look.
Yeah, but for some reason you can pull it off and you don't look greasy. I just look greasy if my skin is quote unquote dewy, because the dew is usually sweat and that looks like grease.
Can I tell you what I have to do later today?
Can I guess?
Sure.
Okay. You have to renew your driver's license.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. You have to pick up something you bought on Craigslist from a very wealthy Upper West Sider who doesn't know what they had and they're giving it away for free.
No, but I will say, hot tip, I'm about to drive my car into the city in a couple of days and go hit up all the Goodwills on the Upper East Side, because all those old ladies are giving away the good shit, you know.
They don't know. They don't care.
Oh, Speaking of...
Wait, what are you doing later today? Oh. I'll get so stressed out if we don't follow this lead.
Wait. First, I have to ask for all the taste buds' prayers. I have something very important going on. And you reminded me when you said the word Craigslist, Bethany. I need everyone's thoughts and prayers. Something very stressful is happening.
Okay.
I am the top bidder on a vintage rug on eBay right now. And I really, really want this rug. So if everyone could just send good thoughts and vibes my way.
Absolutely.
It's a vintage coral Pakistani rug.
Wow. Okay.
I need it.
Many good energies your way.
Kiss to God. Yes. But I will tell you what I'm doing later today.
Okay.
I am removing cedar planks from my mom's closet. Did you know that this is what people used to do this? They used to line their closets with cedar to detract moths.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And other insects from coming into your closet in your bedroom.
That's a great idea.
And I'll tell you, this is part of my opener. I said I hired a contractor based totally on his Irish accent, which my mom and I did. I mean, like, he also had great reviews and whatever, but
the accent didn't hurt.
Yeah, he walked into my house last week, my mom's house rather, like making jokes about where his tea and scones, and my mom and I were like, hired. You're hired,
Kieran. He rolled his first R and you were like, we got you hired. Love.
He's coming tomorrow to like redo some plaster in the house. And so I've got to pull down these cedar planks. I'm very excited because I get to demolish shit.
That sounds fun. What if you find a secret room behind the cedar planks?
One can only hope.
With like a tiny bed and like a little girl doll.
I pray.
And just like scratch marks on the walls.
I pray, Bethany. That would be the best day of my life. It really would.
That's so exciting. Are you going to put up more cedar planks afterwards? Do they actually work to detract from moths?
Not sure, but we are. I found a place on the internet that sells cedar planks, so we're going to do it. I don't know.
Amazing.
Yes.
Oh, have so much fun. Demolition is like really amazing. It's like a ball.
We've got other stuff to demolish. And so if you want to come over and just like let out some anger, you just come over.
You know I love. I love a demo.
We got a bathroom and a kitchen that need to be ripped out, Bethany. So bring your crowbar. We're going to have a party.
I have a crowbar. It's bright orange.
What?
Yeah. I'll bring it.
I wasn't expecting you to say that you had a crowbar.
I also have a hatchet. Can you use a hatchet?
Why do you have a hatchet?
Remember the whole palette drama of 2019?
Yeah.
Where like, you know, I got that card catalog. You helped me bring it up to my apartment. And then we couldn't get rid of the palette because the company wouldn't take it back, et cetera.
Yeah.
I bought a crowbar and a hatchet to try and take apart the palette.
Look
but the
you.
Palette was made of like hardest wood. Strongest nails,
yeah.
Heaviest items, couldn't pull it apart.
Who needs one of those rage rooms when you can come over to Kathleen's mom's house?
Please rename one of your mom's rooms the rage room. Kathleen.
Yeah.
I just got a new shipment of Liquid IV, a product we are partnered with, but also that I buy with my own money because I love it so much.
I am so obsessed with it, especially the lemon ginger flavor.
Yep.
It tastes like Gatorade to me, like yellow Gatorade, but half the sugar, half the calories, and I feel so amazing when I drink it.
Right now, it is so hot out, you have to make sure that you're getting enough hydration, but water alone isn't necessarily going to cut it. Believe it or not, dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people, and you may not know you're dehydrated until you start seeing kind of scary symptoms. One serving of Liquid IV is giving you the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone.
Not many people know this, but proper hydration is also crucial for keeping your immune system healthy, and that is more important now than ever.
I use Liquid IV first thing in the morning when I first wake up. I want to make sure I'm staying ahead of my hydration all day, so I take one of the little packets, I throw it into some cold water, and I drink it up. You know, you can also do it like if you have an evening where you're having a cocktail or the morning after a cocktail, or just when you're out working out, walking around. It's a great thing to have with you.
Yeah, and it has more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana.
Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 25% off of anything you order when you use the code TASTE at liquidiv.com. That's the word liquid, then the letters IV.com.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TASTE. Hey, Bethany here. Just a quick heads up. This segment starts with a conversation about eating disorders. So if that's not something that serves you to listen to right now, we will talk about other lighter things in the same segment. We talk about eating disorders for about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So if you just want to skip ahead a little over 4 minutes and join us on the other side. So, Kathleen, let's just go through a list of things that are happening in my life right now per your episode last week.
I'm so excited, Bethany. Getting to know you. Getting to know more about Bethany.
So, starting off, like, more seriously, my eating disorder has come back. Yay!
Oh, no.
Funny thing about eating disorders, they don't go away.
Yeah.
Having an eating disorder is a little bit like alcoholism, in that even if you're sober, you're always an alcoholic, right? At least that's what a lot of people sort of believe. Yeah. So even if you are like in remission from your eating disorder, it's something that, you know, you live with every day and it's not always really hard, but like sometimes it comes back a little bit. So my eating disorder has changed what it looks like. When I was 17, 18, 19, it was like restricted eating or not eating. And then it was like exercising too much. And then in more recent years, it was like binging and purging and all of that stuff. So I'm not doing that, but all of the awful voices are back. All of like the really awful things that you say to yourself when you are stressed and want to take it out on something, you take it out on your body. So that's back. So the good news is that I'm catching it and I recognize that behavior and I recognize what it sounds like. But it sucks that it's back because it's exhausting to it's exhausting to hate your body so much.
Yeah, I know.
And like you've been open about your eating disorder as well. Like it's exhausting to hate your body. And
Just thinking about food and when you're going to eat it and when you're not going to eat it. And it takes up more minutes than the day has.
Yes.
And it zaps you of energy completely. Your battery is just 0%.
Yeah, it takes up so much of your brain power. By the way, it's so hot. I am taking my shirt off. I'm just in my bra now.
That's fine. I can't see your bra. I just see your straps, which is like not really all that much different than what you can see on the camera with what I'm wearing. Yeah.
Oh, much better.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And listen, if I'm prying too much, by all means, tell me to stop.
No worries.
But do you think that quarantine has sort of exacerbated the situation?
Yes. I think that if I was able to run my usual errands and just sort of get my steps in by living my life, I think that I would probably be a lot better. Also, Dennis has been getting in shape and like is aware of what he's eating. He's not telling me. He understands that I can't count calories, like I can't do any of that stuff. So he's being really respectful of it. But like I'm seeing his body change and he's he's looking like lean and muscular. Yeah. He looks great. And then it makes me reflect on myself like, oh, man, he's getting in shape. Should I be getting in shape? And for a lot of people who have problems with alcohol, you know how like if you have one drink, you suddenly it's like the best, like, oh, my God, I missed that. I want to have 17 drinks.
Yeah.
That for me is counting calories. I can't count calories. So if I start to, or if I see someone else doing it, I want to so bad.
Because if you have one really successful calorie counting day, you're like, wow, I wake up, I feel so skinny. I ate so little yesterday. Let me do it again. And then it just becomes like progressively worse, even though if the first day you did it, you were eating like an appropriate amount of calories.
Right.
You just you shave off, you shave off, you shave off.
And all of a sudden you're not eating. And all of a sudden all you're doing is thinking about food. And all of a sudden you're obsessed. It's it doesn't take long. So I'm aware of it, and I'm not allowed to look at calories. I'm not allowed to look at that portion of a food label. I'm allowed to look at ingredients and like protein levels, but I can't look at calories. So I'm aware of it, but it sucks because here it is, and like I don't really want to deal with it, but here we are.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, totally.
I know you're not alone on this right now, especially during quarantine.
So. Yeah, especially during quarantine. I mean, you know, none of us are going to come out feeling amazing.
Listen, speak for yourself because my Peloton gets here next week.
Yay!
I'm sorry. That's a terrible joke.
No, it's a great joke. It's a great joke.
Okay.
Next topic.
Hit me with your bitch.
Okay. Yesterday, I fell up the stairs on the subway.
Stop it. You fell.
And it was one of those wipeouts where it was such an extreme wipeout, you couldn't even try to recover from it or catch yourself. I just laid on the ground. I tripped up the stairs and I fell so hard, I just laid on the ground. And luckily, an old woman stopped and asked if I was okay. And I said yes.
That's the worst part, when people stop to ask you if you're okay. It's like, I wish that society, if someone has fallen, you always want to check to see if that person is okay. But there should be some like unspoken rule that unless you see blood, you don't ask if they're okay. Because it just makes it worse.
I actually wanted someone to ask if I was okay, because otherwise I would feel stupid that I was just lying there. Like, I wanted it to be understood that this was grave enough that I was just lying there, and not that I was just clumsy enough that I was just lying there. Does that make sense? Like this wasn't my fault, even though it really just it was.
Oh, you know what? I had a fall this weekend when I was hiking. Ooh, excuse me, I had to burp for a second. edit. I had a fall this weekend when I was hiking.
That out.
I
know.
I was hiking with my friend Doug, and I was saying to him, you know, it's really so nice when the ground starts to get flat, and then you can like look at your surroundings, whoosh, down, just caught a slippery rock. And he's like, yeah, what were you saying about looking at your surroundings just when the ground gets flat, you idiot?
And I just picture that like it's being filmed and it's just you and Doug walking, and then all of a sudden you just drop out of frame, like whoosh, gone.
I'm gone. There was like a drop off that I didn't see, and I like fell off the side of the path.
Oh, you know what? It happens to the best of us. The outside's scary, man.
What were you wearing when you fell, Bethany? Because that makes, you know, that's part of the story.
That's why I fell. I was wearing a palazzo pant.
Bethany, you have to get rid of the palazzo pant.
I know. And this is after last week where we're talking about how much I love a palazzo pant.
I know, yeah.
I was wearing them because they were going to, you know, let a lot of air up into my body. And the problem is that I was walking up, one foot got stuck inside the hem of the palazzo, and I couldn't catch it in time, and I fell up the stairs.
You can only wear them in the house. You but you cannot wear them in public anymore. You just can't. I know.
And that's a lesson I've learned like 3 times now. Okay, next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The IRS thinks that I'm an LLC, and I haven't fixed this yet.
Okay, so we need to do this together because we've paid our stately fees for having a business.
Yeah.
And they just sent us a letter in the mail saying that we haven't.
Oh, because that's my fault. So
because we've paid it to Bethany LLC in the state of
something
New
happened, gentle listener, where there was a mix-up of paperwork, and I'm going to put the blame on the government. Not on us.
No, it was probably my fault.
I doubt it. I think it was the government. Too many forms. We opened our LLC when we turned this podcast into a business. And somehow, instead of the podcast being the name of the LLC, Bethany Watson was the name of the LLC. Yep. And so I got this letter in the mail. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we both got letters in the mail.
Oh, I haven't gotten a new one. Oh, this is the old one.
I just got one on behalf of the podcast. You have not paid your dues. The state of New Jersey is going to shut your business down. Well, shit.
Yeah, we should get on that. Send that to our accountant. Does he know what a podcast is yet?
Nah, he wants to know when we're broadcasting.
I love our accountant. Okay, this says, congratulations. We assigned you an employer identification number. Yes, the name of the company... Bethany Watson.
LLC.
LLC. Mm-hmm. So
we got to figure this out.
We got to get on that.
Did you pay your taxes?
I did.
Good. Good girl.
I did. Did you pay your taxes?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's what you should
do. And I'm all paid out for 2020.
Yes. Well done.
Because I saved my monies.
Well done. Mm-hmm.
Bethany, am I allowed to interject here for a second?
Of course.
Since this is a getting to know you topic, I would like to know.
Yes.
If you were on death row, what would your last meal be?
You know what? It would probably be... a Pizza Hut pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Stuffed crust?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Because sometimes I get really irritated when restaurants try to make something fancy that isn't fancy.
Okay.
And like I have an issue with grilled cheese sandwiches being given avocado and lettuce and a caramelized onion. And like, no, bitch, put some cheese in that and slap it on a grill. Maybe if you're going to get fancy, give me 2 or 3 kinds of cheese, but don't you dare add anything else. Like, let me dip it in something if I want something fancy, but don't be adding like a bacon or some type of chutney or an aioli to my grilled cheese sandwich.
No, Bethany, these are all great, amazing foods that you are discrediting just because they're like simple, fancy foods.
No, I'm just like, if it's a classic, it's a classic. Like if I'm going to have a hot dog, which I don't eat, but like if I did, if I'm going to have a hot dog in my mac and cheese, I want Kraft mac and cheese and I want like a gross hot dog. I don't want some sort of artisanal,
You know, want vegan mac and cheese with an organic grass-fed hot
like,
dog.
Yeah, exactly. Like, make it the way I made it. So, like, with Pizza Hut, I want just, like, a pizza, like a mass-produced mm-hmm. pizza. I want some cheese shoved mm-hmm. in the crust, enough that it would make, like, authentic Italians sob. I want a tankard of red wine. Yeah, yeah. And I want
a tankard.
One of those family-sized gallon, like, tubs of ice cream that you buy for a picnic or mm-hmm. for like a barbecue, but I want it for me and I want it to have some chunks of peanut butter and chocolate in it.
That's not too much to ask.
What about you? What's yours?
I don't know. This segment's about you, Bethany. Oh. You tell me what's next on your list.
You'd probably want that type of artisanal grilled cheese sandwich crap.
I want some caviar.
Ugh. So, you know, I love a good costume procedural drama, right? Like Midsummer Murders, like, you know, Murder, She Wrote isn't necessarily costumey, but right now I'm watching, what am I watching right now? Grandfather. Yeah, but before that, I was watching the show Endeavor, and I ruined the TV show for myself because I looked up the lead actor, mm-hmm. and on the show, the character is like a very pulled together, kind of young, anxious guy. He's like a young detective and he's always wearing like a suit and his hair is always well done, you know, because it's like, yeah. it's, you know, he's a young man.
He's dapper.
In the olden times.
He's a dapper, yeah. anxious man.
Yeah. And like, so I like him that way. And so I made the mistake of looking him up on the internet.
Oh, no.
And like, I found a picture of him from the early 2000s when everyone got hit like really hard by frosted tips. And he was wearing like JNCOs and a tight shirt and he looked like the kind of guy that would blow me off in real life. Mm. He looked like the kind of guy that was probably too good at wooing ladies. Mm. Like, he just looked so unapproachable mm-hmm. and so... He almost looked like a fuckboy.
Mm. Like an early 2000s fuckboy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he's lovely. I'm sure he's so nice. He's been with the same woman for a really long time. Like, I'm sure he's lovely. But for me, all of my personal baggage was just brought to the forefront when I saw this guy's pictures. And I couldn't watch the show anymore.
I'll tell you what. The same thing happened to me when I was looking up Schitt's Creek people in real life.
Yeah.
And you know how Ted, the veterinarian, is just so sweet and adorable? And I was looking at his Instagram and I was like, okay. Okay, this guy is totally not Ted, and it's ruining it for me.
I know. Like, unless the person in real life is the way Dan Levy is in real life, where he basically...
is his character, yeah.
And he's, like, a sweetie and looks like a really, like, good person. It's tough. Yeah. I just don't like it.
Actor.
I don't like it.
The actor who plays Ted was totally not what I was expecting, and I was just... oh, not my favorite character anymore.
I know. It's upsetting. So if you really love a show, don't look up the Mm-mm. actors. Mm-hmm. It'll mm-hmm. ruin it for you. And I say this as, you know, someone who acts. Just don't look them up.
Yep. And if you really love a podcast, never look up the hosts. Just don't do it. You will be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. You're picturing them looking much better than they actually look in real life, us included. Okay. Mm-hmm. Last thing. Here is a question. I need to, like, source the answer from the hive mind. So I have a friend.
Mm-hmm. Is this friend you?
No, this friend is not me. This is actually a friend I do, in fact, have.
Is it me?
I have a friend. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this friend, and we have a mutual friend, and this mutual friend has been super weird to me lately, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll call my friend Becky.
With the good hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll call Becky's and my mutual friend Chandra.
So, okay. With the good hair. Okay.
So I was talking to Becky the other day. Things are great with Becky. And Becky was asking me about Chandra. And mm-hmm. Chandra has just been super strange to me. I think it's because I called her out for being really mean when she's drunk. And this was like about a year ago at a party where she was really mean when she was drunk. And I was just like, I'm not dealing with you anymore when you're like this.
Yeah.
So Becky offered to do some recon and, like, talk to Chandra and get what the tea is and see mm-hmm. what Chandra's thinking about mm-hmm. regarding her thoughts on me. Now, do I care? Not really. I'm, like, over it, but I'm still really curious.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Mm-hmm. Can I trust Becky?
No.
This, okay, can you ever trust a friend who is volunteering to be the go-between? Because I don't know And Becky's a good friend, but I don't know if Becky is going to talk shit about me behind my back to Chandra,
yeah,
whether it's just to get information or because they're actually going to talk, yeah, about me.
No, I'll tell you what Becky's going to say. Becky's going to be like, Chandra, you know Bethany is sensitive. Just like apologize or just like try not to be mean when you're around her for the sake of the group, you know.
See, but, and yeah, that's stupid. I don't want that. Like, I would rather Chandra be mean to me all the time because I don't care. I've never considered Chandra a terribly close friend anyway.
Yeah.
But it's more like the gossip in me wants to know what's going on.
Yeah.
The gossip in me wants to get the dirt.
The only way you can trust Becky is if she calls Chandra with a three-way call and you're on the call and you're listening on the other end, but Becky doesn't tell Chandra. That's the only way.
Yeah. Is that possible? I feel like Chandra would be able to see that there was a third unspeaking party on the call.
No. No, you could just merge calls and it doesn't even look like you can't even tell. I mean, I'll help you experiment.
Yeah, I would love to experiment.
If maybe Charlotte, our editor, will help us and like we could do three-way calls and see, like call Charlotte and see if it like lets her know that I'm like listening, you know.
Okay, that would be good to know because I want to make sure that I'm not the silent person on the call because I don't want it to happen where you call Charlotte, forget that I'm there and you start talking shit about me to Charlotte. Because I know Charlotte would be like, I know, and she told me weird stuff really fast.
So weird. And then like we got too close too fast and now I'm taking a step back.
Because I don't like having myself represented when I'm not there. It's why I have a hard time with lawyers. So that's good to know. That was my big question.
What are you saying on my behalf? What are you saying?
I want to know how I'm being represented, but I also want to know what Chandra's thinking because I love hot goss. And anyone who says they don't love hot goss, that they're like, oh, I'm beyond gossip. Oh, I just don't care. You do care.
You're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
You love it. Now, do you perpetuate it? You better not. Gossip should end with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
it is very fun to listen to.
Yeah. And then you hear that gossip and then put it in your vault.
Yes, exactly. Speaking really quickly of gossip,
yes.
Kathleen, do you think Britney Spears is communicating via yellow shirt or do you not think she's communicating via yellow shirt?
I was just reading about this whole theory and I was like, okay, I bet Bethany is like really deep into this. So the whole thing, and I think her court date is this week. You know how, okay, gentle listener, if you're not up to date on the Britney Spears conspiracy theory, it's something that I'm so passionate about right now.
Same.
I mean, and Bethany, like, you're a huge Britney fan. You even noticed that she had that weird gap between her teeth. Like, where did that come from?
Girl's been not wearing her retainer because she has a sudden gap between her teeth.
So when she went quote unquote crazy a few years ago, her dad took control of her estate and has had control of her estate ever since. And now they're like trying to control her, but like she's sane again, so she doesn't need control. And it's really sad. She only has custody of her kids 30% of the time instead of 50. I don't know. Anyway, she's trying to get emancipated. I don't know if that's the right term. Like control of her own finances again, and like rid of her father.
I mean, I think that she definitely has issues because who wouldn't? She was sexualized from a super young age, and also just she's in charge of so many people's livelihoods, and was completely controlled. Like, they groomed her so much, she lost her accent, they made her look like somebody that she wasn't, and that does stuff to your brain, especially when you're so young. So obviously there are things going on. I think, does she have mental health issues? Probably. Most of us probably do. But I don't think that she needs to be completely under the thumb. And I love the idea that she is communicating. So someone commented on her Instagram page, hey, if you need help and if you really are suffering, in your next video, wear a yellow shirt. And her next video, she comes on, she's like, I'm wearing my favorite yellow shirt. And I'm like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She's communicating with her fans. And then the next one, someone was like, wear your black shirt or something. It's really interesting. And did you see that video, some of that paparazzi video where they are following Britney into a Wawa? No, like a Rite Aid or something. And she's speaking in a British accent.
Oh, was this recent?
I think it was from about a year ago. But if you go on YouTube and you look up Britney Spears British accent, it's the paparazzi. She's like in her car. Her assistant or her friend or somebody goes into the Rite Aid to buy snacks and Gatorade and stuff like that. And Britney rolls down her window and she's talking to the paparazzi and she's speaking in a British accent.
Okay, sometimes you just have to speak in a British accent. I'm not mad about that.
No, I'm not mad about that either. I don't know. But so people are saying like she's losing her mind. She's speaking in these accents. It's like just a couple days ago, I think she was on her Insta story speaking in another British accent, but she never addresses it. I don't know. Were you still working at the radio station that we used to work at when they interviewed Britney Spears?
No, I was either...
You had just left, maybe.
I had either just left or I had to leave early for something.
Yeah.
I had to leave early for something. That's what it is. Because I remember them talking about it the next day. And I was really bummed, but she was apparently just a shell of herself.
I was in the room with her, and it was an alarming experience.
But I think she's on so many drugs to keep her under control.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. She doesn't have control of anything in her life. Yeah. Her dad works with her lawyers. Her dad works with her doctors. Like, I think that maybe Britney is ready to take control of her life again.
I think it's time.
It's time. Yeah.
I think it's her prerogative.
Mm-hmm. It's time. No, I can't do it. You can't. You do it. You do it, Bethany.
It's time.
Baby, time. Bethany,
mm-hmm.
My Raycon wireless earbuds have literally saved my life this quarantine.
Why?
Because I can listen to my books on tape. I can listen to my podcasts or, you know, live stream the radio through my phone. I have it in my ears and I'm just walking around the apartment doing whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm getting my life done. I'm like doing the dishes, still catching up on the books that I need to catch up on. It's amazing. Plus, I had a sleepover with my nieces last week. They were watching a really boring movie, popped in my Raycon wireless earbuds. It looked like I was watching the movie, but I was actually listening to a podcast.
Whether you're working from home or you're like Kathleen and you're ignoring your nieces, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to. Everyone needs a really good pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon.
They're so comfortable and they're perfect for conference calls or calls from your mom, just basically anything that you want to do that you want to be hands-free.
Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. And the biggest, most important thing for me is that they don't cut in and out. I've had so many problems with wireless earbuds in the past where, like, if you go into a store that maybe has a dead spot, they just go and they unpair, they knock out the sound. Raycon earbuds don't do that.
They're also really stylish and very discreet. Like, there's no wires hanging out your ears, and basically you look like you're in the CIA, you know?
Now you just have to talk into your sleeve. Now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/taste.
That's buyraycon, buyraycon.com/taste for 15% off of your Raycon wireless earbuds.
Buy Raycon, as in purchase Raycon, buyraycon.com/taste. Kathleen, when we talk about technology, we talk about, you know, how it's improved things like phones and cooking, and your home is now smart. But mattresses have been more or less the same since the invention of sleep, which was roughly 1832. But we deserve better, and finally, the mattress has evolved thanks to Purple.
The secret to Purple being so freaking comfortable is the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. Purple is for everybody. No matter how you sleep, the Purple Grid is going to keep you comfortable.
It's this amazing material that has open air channels so your body can breathe. There's temperature neutral gel, so you're not going to get too hot, you're not going to get too cold. You are going to get such incredible sleep with the Purple mattress.
And the Purple mattress is soft where you want it, and it's firm where you need it. And it's comfortable and cool all over. It's truly a mattress that has it all.
Purple is also so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping and returns, plus a risk-free 100-night trial.
That's how you know it's good, because they're like, try it, and if you don't like it, send it back to us.
Experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/taste and use the promo code taste.
For a limited time, you'll get $150 off of any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more.
That's purple.com/taste, promo code taste, for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
Bethany, I have an addiction problem.
Let's talk about it.
I'm addicted to, have you seen these things on Instagram? It's by this account called 5 Minute Crafts in these videos.
Yes, I know 5 Minute Crafts.
It's all these like cooking hacks and crafting hacks and whatever. So I compiled everything that I've learned from 5-minute craft videos and other cooking videos that I've seen on the internet, specifically Instagram, into the segment that I'm calling today, Weird, Terrible, Vintage, and Amazingly Awesome Kitchen Hacks That I Learned on the Internet.
Yeah, 5-minute crafts, especially when they do things with cosmetics and skincare, they can be very dangerous. So take 5-minute crafts with a grain of salt if you're taking it with any salt.
And most of the time I'm watching it and I'm yelling at my phone, stop! That's a terrible idea!
Yeah, like, it's awful.
Who would ever think that this is a good idea? So here, I've broken this down into 7 easy-to-remember categories.
Okay.
Terrible. Extremely terrible. Weird, but I'm listening. Vintage. Vintage, but probably terrible. Amazingly awesome. Personally awesome. Awesome, but maybe also terrible. Those are my 7 categories about...
I think I counted 8. Oh, did I count 8? Wrong?
Wait, no. Am I... Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, those are my 8 easy-to-remember categories.
Perfect.
Okay, hack number 1. This one is awesome. If you're going to roast your veggies, preheat the pan. Like when you go to preheat the oven, you know?
Yeah.
Put the pan in the oven. So then you take it out and then you put your veggies on and put it back in the oven. That way, once the veggies hit the pan, they start browning right away.
Now, I heard that is a good thing. That's a good thing, right?
That's a good thing. That's because that was the awesome category.
Awesome. Okay, gotcha.
Amazingly awesome. Here's terrible. If you need to cook chicken nuggets in a pinch, run a skewer through some nugs and put them in a vertical toaster. Terrible idea.
Oh.
Terrible idea. Who would want to do that? Because then the next time you go to make toast, it's going to taste like chicken nuggets.
You know what? I would actually probably do that. Just
what?
Use a wooden skewer and not like a metal skewer.
But Bethany, that wooden skewer can catch on fire. It's going to catch on fire. Yes, unless you've soaked it in water, which you're supposed to do when you're grilling, even though I never really do it.
I've never heard that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good to know. All right. So, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay. Here's a vintage one. If just a few drops of lemon juice are needed for a recipe, don't cut the lemon in half and waste it. Just stick a fork in your lemon or your lime and squeeze out what is required, and then you have the full lemon for future use.
This I like. This seems to make sense.
That came from the 1940s. That is a vintage one.
I like that. It's kind of like sticking the straw in your orange and trying to suck up the orange juice, which doesn't
work.
I tried when I was a kid and also recently as an adult.
Despite every orange juice, like Florida orange juice commercial ever. Doesn't fucking work. Doesn't work. Okay, here's a personally awesome tip that I've recently discovered. I like to buy sliced cheese, you know, the kind with like the little bit of the wax paper in between.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yeah? I do. Yeah, I like that.
Diane Keaton's favorite cheese brand, Sargento, makes
it. They do that, yeah.
If it's on sale, you can buy it and freeze it.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why I learned this, because I accidentally put the sliced cheese in the freezer earlier this week.
And it's fine. And then it comes to life and it's fine.
Yeah. It was totally fine. Then you put it on whatever you want. You could defrost it and eat it just like it is. So if your cheese is on sale, buy it.
Love this. Wouldn't have thought of it. Love this.
Right? Extremely terrible idea. I mean, this is one of 5-Minute Crafts' absolute, like, award-winning terrible ideas. If you need to cook a hot dog, but you don't have a power source.
It happens to me at least once a moon.
Get an empty Pringles can. Okay. You cut a rectangular window in the front of the Pringles can, and then you put a skewer through one side of the Pringles can, put in a hot dog into the inside of the Pringles can, thread the skewer through the middle of the hot dog, and then out the other end of the Pringles can, okay? Yep. Now, over the window, you're going to cover it with Saran wrap,
okay,
and then put it in the sun for 20
minutes.
And then you have a cooked hot dog.
No.
Direct sunlight on the Pringles can. I don't know if it works. I'm skeptical. But if it does work, it's for this reason. The inside of the Pringles can is like tinfoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I think that that makes me feel sick? I think it sounds like, I mean, it's like cooking.
Because it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like cooking food inside a hot car is essentially what it is.
That's on my list too.
Right? It's like, I don't trust that this is cooked because it's just been really warm, but not necessarily cooked.
I mean, so one of my things on this list is under the category of weird, but I'm listening.
Yeah, I like this category a lot for a lot of things in life.
Cookie dough on a baking pan, a baking sheet on your dashboard or in your back window of your car on a really hot day.
This is what I think about this. If you don't have a heat source and you're that desperate to actually bake cookies, you have delicious cookie dough in front of you right now, this is the excuse you've been looking for to just eat that cookie dough.
Yeah, well, if the cookie dough is rotten, you know.
So. Whatever. What's the likelihood? Low.
Yeah, low. Yeah.
I've risked it a million times.
Ben and Jerry's has vegan cookie dough balls that you can buy now in the freezer section.
Do they really?
Yeah. You haven't seen them?
No. Oh, I love cookie dough. Yeah. It is my favorite kind of dough.
Oh, really? As opposed to that money dough? Because that's my favorite type of dough.
That's my favorite kind of non-edible dough.
All right. This one is weird, but I'm listening. If you need to transport a cake, but you don't have a proper cake Tupperware, you stick uncooked spaghetti sticks into the cake and then tent saran wrap over that.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Yeah, so the plastic doesn't mess up the cake.
I think my mom used to use toothpicks, too.
Yeah, I guess that works, too. Yeah.
I feel like spaghetti is thinner, so it probably leaves less of a mark in the cake.
Yeah, but it could break. Maybe you need some bucatini. You need like a, I don't know.
You need like a thick penne.
You don't need a little angel hair that's going to break on you. All right, next one. This is the best idea ever.
Okay, I'm excited.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Drinking cocktails in the yard. That's one of my favorite pastimes, but I don't like sharing my drink with all the flies in the yard.
Fair. They didn't pay.
They did not pay. They are not of age. They're not 21. I don't even think they live to be a year. Do they? What's the lifespan of a fly?
I mean, they never told me. They're not sharing anything. I just shared a lot, so they don't get my drink.
You take the paper cup, like the liner for a cupcake, right? Like that you would put in a put it over your drink like a lid and then put your straw through the top.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea.
Best idea ever. Best idea ever.
Such a good idea.
For all that's of so the clever. Shit ideas that 5 Minute Crafts is throwing at us, that is one of its absolute genius, brilliant ideas.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Right? And if you're worried about it moving around or blown away, just put a little rubber band around it.
Yeah, but the straw's going to hold it in place. Those flies ain't be sipping your margarita.
No, they ain't be sipping the margarita.
Okay, here's another weird, but I'm listening. If you have a bottle of wine or like a bottle of soda, anything that you need to chill, but you have no fridge or ice, you wrap that bottle in a towel.
Okay.
Okay, stay with me here. You put it in a bowl and then you put it in the sink or the tub and you run cold water over it for like a certain amount of time, like depending on how cold it you want it.
Yeah.
You can chill that bottle up to 10 degrees or more depending on how long you keep it under the faucet with just a towel and a cold water source.
I like that they assume that there are people who find themselves with one raw hot dog. But no power source. Or
no power source.
With like a bottle of champagne, but no way to chill it. Like all of these situations where you have all of these things. You have like one raw hot dog and you have a full can of Pringles and a skewer. Yeah. So you're camping and suddenly you forgot that like if you're camping but you can't make a fire for some reason, you just can't cook. I want to know why they think that this is going to be something that happens in real life. But good on them.
I want to work for this company. I would love to be there during their brainstorming meeting like... Okay, I have an idea.
I think that it's probably just a bunch of people getting drunk and then going like, do you think people would buy it if we told them to blank? And everyone's like, yeah. Put toilet paper on their face and then put egg whites over that and then use it as a peel-off strip. They'll believe it.
Remember when people used to do that? Oh,
they
my goodness.
They still do. They tell you on 5 Minute Crafts to do that. Put lipstick under your eyes.
Liars. Liars. Ugh. And okay, a situation when you might have a bottle of champagne that needs to be chilled. If you're in a hotel room, what if you're in the finest 2-star motel at the Jersey Shore?
I think that is the only reason, the only situation where you would be that, because you also then need to have a source of running water, right? Yeah. So like you're right. It's like a hotel, but then you have an ice machine.
Yeah, or you could put it in the river. Maybe you're camping, you're in the river, wrap it in a towel, chill
that
wine
faster. Who's bringing champagne camping? Like I just don't.
Hello, me.
Besides you, but like if you're planning ahead enough to bring champagne camping, you're probably going to bring a way to cool it.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying.
But if you forget, like if maybe you're the responsible one who brings the champagne and your friend's supposed to bring the ice and your friend forgets the ice. You know.
Okay, that's fair. No, that's
fair. In a pinch. All right, terrible idea. If you want your nails looking like they were done by a pro, spray pan oil on your fingers or toes. And people will think you've been to the nail salon even though you did them yourself.
What?
Bad idea. I don't get it. I don't know. This is what 5 Minute Crafts told me.
Wait, does that stand in as the paint?
No. You paint your nails and then you spray pan oil on your nails to make it look like you got a professional manicure, pedicure. I don't know. Makes them shiny, I guess.
That doesn't
Whatever.
Make any sense.
No sense. Moving on. 5 Minute Crafts often doesn't make any sense. All right, okay. Next one. Okay. Awesome, but also maybe terrible. If you want to make a cucumber margarita, this is all you have to do. shave your cucumber, put it in the blender, tequila, lime juice, agave, coconut water, blend, blend, blend. Cucumber mark.
Sure. That sounds like cooking. I don't have anything to say about it.
Vintage. If you have a container, like a blender or a pitcher that, you know, sometimes if you're trying to pour liquid from a pitcher, the spout is just, it's not working.
Or
if you're trying to pour from like a mason jar and you just can't get that stream to go where you need it to go.
I have that problem all the time.
Yes. Put a little bit of butter on the lip where you want the water or the alcohol or whatever to pour out. Butter, I'm assuming any sort of like soluble fat might work, like a coconut oil. And so the liquid will then stream from where you put the butter on the lip of the container you're trying to pour from.
But then doesn't your beverage taste like whatever oil it is that you put on it?
I always like my sangria with a side of butter.
It's like when you go to a salon or a spa and they offer you mint water, cucumber water, or butter water. And you know I would take the butter water because I'm from Wisconsin.
I freaking love butter. Dude. Butter is a staple in my house, dude.
If they have those little crackers, you get some crackers, you have some grapes, you get some butter water, and I am going to drink it.
You know what my favorite childhood snack is? Oyster crackers. You know how oyster crackers are kind of hollow in the center? You can break them open. There's a seam.
Yeah.
Break them open, dab a butter, put the oyster back together.
That's a butter sandwich.
It's a butter sandwich. It's real good.
When I was growing up, I was at my grandparents' house. We were having dinner and they had the butter plate next to me. And I was like, I don't know, 2, 3, 5, 11. And I was like dipping into the butter plate and eating the butter. And they told me to stop and I wouldn't. And then they said, okay, if you don't stop eating the butter, we're going to put the butter pan away from you. And I started to cry. And they were like, do you promise not to eat the butter? And I was like, I promise. And they looked away and I started eating the butter because, come on.
Butter.
Butter's delicious.
Butter. Yeah, butter. All right, next one. Weird, but I'm listening. Bake your cinnamon rolls inside the shell of half an orange.
Why?
For orange cinnamon rolls, obviously, Bethany.
Oh, to get the essence.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Bake your cinnamon. Yeah. And then they kind of have like a half a circular cone, whatever shape on the bottom. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm into that. I would try that.
Yeah. Vintage. Here's one I've never heard before. If you don't want to cry when you're cutting an onion, spray your cutting board with lime or lemon juice before you cut your onion to prevent yourself from crying.
I wonder why that works.
I think it has to be a wood cutting board so it can absorb the liquid. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Maybe it neutralizes something or other.
Yeah. All right. Terrible idea. Making watermelon juice with your French press.
Ooh.
No.
Why not?
No. Because what if the watermelon isn't like ripe enough and then you're just pressing on these cubes and not getting anything out of them?
I have oranges in a French press. Should I try it? I don't have watermelons.
No, the oranges are too fibrous. It's not going to come out.
Is it going to just break my...
Yeah, it's going to break your French press. It's going to bend it all out of shape.
What else can I put in there and press down on? Butter?
I'll tell you what I didn't put on the list. If you want frothy milk, the 5-minute crafts show this video, and I thought the hand motions looked like someone was like jerking someone else off.
Well, whatever you're doing just now looks exactly that way as you've been getting to talk about it.
If you put milk or cream in your French press and then you go whoosh, up and down, up and down, up and down.
You jerk off the French press.
You jerk off the French press and then you get like frothy stuff you could put on top of your coffee.
I mean, it's like churning butter, right? Like that's how you turn cream into butter is you just jerk off the butter churn. It takes a long time. Did you ever make butter in elementary school?
No. Why would anyone ever do that?
We did. We made butter one day. It took forever.
That's because you're the dairy state.
They gave us cream and whatever else goes in butter, and then we put it in mason jars, put a lid on it, and then we just had to shake it for like, I don't know, 45 minutes. I don't know how long it took. I remember taking a long time. And now that I think about it, this is probably just hangover day for the teacher, and she wanted something to keep us busy. And then we all had like these jars of cream, but it was the middle of the day. So now what? We all put our jars of cream in our hot cubbyhole room and then take home this like jar of rancid cream. here, Mom.
Right. Disgusting.
It's awful.
Disgusting.
We should try it.
Yeah. Disgusting. You know what? It's a great idea. You should contact 5 Minute Crafts and tell them to do it.
Mason jar. Cream. A child. Shake for a long time.
Okay. Here's a really amazingly awesome coffee hack that also involving cream. If you want a foamy cappuccino, but you can't afford that like fancy smanchy machine, you can foam your own milk. You put it in a mason jar. Shake, 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 shake. And then you put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. And then you shake, shake, shake again. Microwave for 30 seconds until you get the texture, the foamy texture that you want. And then you can have a cappuccino. You can pour that.
That makes total sense.
Way better than jerking off your French press. Way better.
I think it's probably works better too, because I think you need that heat to get the froth.
Yeah. Yeah. As I learned from you, Bethany, because my new favorite drink is the almond foam cold brew, cinnamon almond foam cold brew at Starbucks. And you used to work there. You told me you need to heat the almond milk to make the foam.
You converted some taste buds too to that drink. So
it is the best damn thing you've
ever done.
Had. I wish I could leave this podcast right now and go
you
get
can
myself
if you
one.
Want to, but it's hot out and you're going to feel gross.
Okay, amazingly awesome. Did you know that if you buy a drink that isn't a twist off, you know, and you don't have a bottle cap opener?
Oh, yeah.
You can fold up a piece of paper, like take a regular computer size sheet of paper, whatever you have, fold it up until you can get it as small as it possibly can be, and you can use that to open your bottle.
No, really?
Yes, because it gets really hard. I mean, if you fold it up really small, you essentially have this like really hard square.
Yeah.
Boop. Take your bottle off.
I once had a beverage and I didn't have a bottle cap on me and I wanted to drink it out in public. Mm-hmm. And so I tried, like, you know how you can take the bottle and you can like slam it down next to a hard table and the table will pop off the bottle cap?
Yeah. 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 Like the pressure.
Yeah. But I missed and I shaved off like the entire neck of the bottle. Because it was like a concrete table. I think I used like a ledge and you know, but I was able to drink it. It was just real sharp.
But Bethany, there might have been glass inside of there.
But I
girl.
Wanted my beverage. I paid like $3 for that.
Yeah, beverages are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
All right, here's a terrible idea that actually might work. I don't know. The jury's out. If you leave a box of cereal open overnight and it goes stale, they say that you can put it in the oven, like pour the cereal out on a baking pan and crisp it up in the oven, and then you have regular cereal again. I just imagine the smoke detector going off and all your roommates waking up and they're like, what the fuck you're doing? And then they walk into the kitchen and they see that you have cereal on a baking pan and you look like a crazy maniac.
Yeah, I mean, I can see they're probably trying to like just take the moisture out of it, but I can see it getting out of hand very quickly. And all of a sudden you have burned Fruit Loops.
Here's another extremely terrible idea. For the sweetest chicken teriyaki ever, according to 5 Minute Crafts, marinate a whole chicken in teriyaki sauce. Then you get a watermelon. You take out all the insides of the watermelon, but you leave like some of the fruit still in there. Then you put the whole damn raw chicken inside of the watermelon, put the top back on the watermelon, you know, it's like the rind that you cut off.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the oven and you bake it per use. Terrible idea.
It's going to taste
why would you-
watermelon flavor. It's going to so much bleed over, right? So much bleed over. Am I an idiot?
Why would you put a raw chicken inside of a watermelon and bake it? It's just stupid.
I wonder why we're not worried about the flavor spillover into all of these hacks. But maybe water. I bet watermelon tastes delicious with teriyaki. I don't know.
In the video, they take the thing out of the oven, the watermelon, and the rind is all brown. I'm like, this doesn't even look appetizing. Get the hell out of here.
Yuck, dude.
Get the hell out of here.
Dude, don't be putting a beer can up the butt of your chicken, although I've heard it's delicious. No. And don't be putting a chicken up the butt of your watermelon.
No.
Leave everyone alone.
Leave everybody. Leave Brittany alone, most importantly.
Speaking of putting things inside other things, I'm still incredibly upset that none of our taste buds have offered to put their tiny home inside of their big home. We have not had a single taste bud who owns both a mansion and a tiny home.
Selfish.
And has offered to put their tiny home inside their big home.
All of them. Selfish, all of them.
I'm so angry.
Selfish, all of them. All right, I'm going to go through the last of these very quickly. Reheating pizza. When you put it in the microwave, put a glass of water. Put like a mug of water in the microwave, and it'll help distribute the heat on the pizza more evenly.
Oh, thank you.
I know you don't own a microwave, but like you've used one in the past, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm familiar with them. I just don't have the counter space.
There's nothing more infuriating to me when I put something in the microwave and I bring out the bowl and the bowl is scorching hot, but my food is still cold.
Yeah.
or there's a pocket of heat in the middle that's like lava, but the edges are still cold. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah. Or also like with pizza, it just gets really soggy.
Really soggy.
Which is frustrating.
But if you put a cup of water in there, it helps distribute the heat more evenly.
Mm. Huh. I like that.
Also, if you're heating up pasta in the microwave, arrange the pasta in a donut shape and leave the center hollow. So that will distribute the heat more evenly when you're heating up your pasta.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Okay. Amazingly awesome. If you don't have a citrus press, but you have tongs, use the tongs to squeeze the juice out of your citrus.
Okay. It's not going to be as effective, but sure.
Okay. This is my personally awesome tip. If you don't have a peeler on hand, roll up some tinfoil, peel those carrots, that ginger, those potatoes, whatever you're doing, you know, just rub a ball of tinfoil, scrape that skin off of that. Whatever.
Does it work?
Yes. And I call it rustic peeling.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I never would have even thought of that. Yeah. It just gets sharp enough that it scrapes.
Yeah, scrapes. Have you ever put your spoon into a thing of ice cream and your spoon bends and you're like, God damn it, another spoon?
Yeah.
Bites the dust.
Yeah, I feel like Uri Geller.
Apparently, if you take your ice cream and put it inside a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, it'll keep your ice cream from getting too hard in the freezer. Hmm?
This is all science. And it's a science I don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's a science I'm grateful for.
Yeah, it's nice. Another one. Weird, but I'm listening. If you want to cook up some tastier grains, you know, farro, quinoa, bulgur.
Bulgur.
Brown rice. You put a tea bag in your grains when you're boiling them.
And what does that do?
Tastier grains. So you could have like chai flavored grains or Earl Grey flavored grains.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure.
That was a weird, but I'm listening, you know.
Yeah, weird, but I'm definitely weird, but I'm listening. If it's a tea that I love and it's not probably like a citrus tea, but more of a dark tea. Yeah, okay.
Like a smoky black. Smoky black.
Sure.
Another weird, but I'm listening. You can use your pan spray to clean your faucets in your bathroom.
Oh, I did not know that, but that also makes... Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm listening.
Also, another use for pan spray, spray your knife before you slice up your veggies or your fruit to keep them from sticking to your knife. Onion, garlic.
Okay.
Yeah, they can get sticky if like, you walk away and you're like, God damn it. And then you have to wash your knife.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Right. Here's a vintage hack. And this isn't really cooking, but it's a decor hack. If you have a fancy vase on display, put something heavy inside of it to reduce the chance of it being knocked over. Like
that is such a good idea, especially if children who knock into things or pets who knock into children who knock into things.
Husbands who knock into things. Or
Or you get drunk and you knock into things.
Mm-hmm. Neighbors who come and knock in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sand.
And knock into things. Yeah.
Or
sand.
Rice, you know, something like that.
Marbles.
Yeah.
Or a fruit.
Fruit.
Nope.
Fruit, no. That'll go bad. That'll go bad. That will, All right. This is really, this last one's going to blow your mind. Blow your mind. Have you ever had two glasses that are stuck together because you've like stacked them in the cabinet? You put one inside the other?
Yes.
This is going to blow your mind. You have two glasses, right? Mm-hmm. Cold water in the top one, then sit the bottom one in warm water, they'll come right apart.
Because condense and expand.
Condense and expand.
That makes sense. That's very clever.
Thanks. Science. Anyway, there you go. These are all the useful and not so useful things that I've learned from watching internet videos, specifically 5-Minute Craft.
Weird, but I'm listening.
Bethany, do you think you'll use any of these tips?
You know what? Sometimes I do feel like cooking a raw hot dog without using any source of external energy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe... Kathleen?
Yes.
What level are you on Best Fiends right now?
No, I know you're ahead of me and I'm so freaking jealous. I don't even want to tell you. $7.99.
Okay, that just means that you are spending more time doing things in your life, whereas I'm best friends with my best fiends. I'm on level 953.
God damn it, I'm so jealous. Wait, what happens after you get out of the underwater world? What comes next?
Oh, honey, it's a whole new world once you get above ground. Best Fiends is a color matching game that you play on your phone. Kathleen and I both love it so much. It doesn't require you to be a gamer. It doesn't require a ton of commitment. You're just matching colors and you get keys and like you get presents and they give you a lot of them so you always feel like you're doing a really good job. And you get to collect a ton of cute little characters.
Oh, my favorite is Dennis. D-ness. I have never been a game player. I've never really played video games or games on my phone, but Best Fiends is the one thing that I cannot get enough of. And even my husband started playing it because he's always like looking over my shoulder like, hey, what are you playing? That looks fun. And now he's playing it all the time and we're just a Best Fiends family.
For me, it's been incredibly important to help me de-stress.
Yes.
And it really has been helping me through quarantine. I'm not exaggerating. Yes. It's been really helpful.
You know, every night I have a routine. Put on an episode of Law & Order, sit down on my couch, open up Best Fiends, and that's how I wind up my night.
Dun, dun. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline.
And with over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. So download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or in Google Play.
That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
I love it so much. Can we talk about your boyfriend's penis?
He said that we can talk about his penis.
Yes. Off
the recording, I told you. So Dennis goes on these walks every morning, mm-hmm. and he like wears these certain shorts. And when he walks in his neighborhood, he has an area where like people don't really go. So he walks there. But when he's in my area, there's not a lot of secluded places. So
he's in your neighborhood is on full display.
Well, so the shorts that he wears are like, they're like a thin material. Mm. And so, you know, just mm-hmm. things are very visible.
I know, girl. You can see his tip.
Mm-hmm. So, so he's been having this issue where as he walks around my neighborhood, he gets objectified all the time. He said men and women are staring at his junk, yeah. and he gets all of these looks.
Your boyfriend is a really good-looking guy, plus the combination of the shorts with his trouser snake highlighted. I believe it. I'll believe it.
He gets so objectified. And so I asked him, like, does it bother you or do you like it? Because, you know, women have been objectified in the streets forever.
Yeah.
He said that it's weird. Mm-hmm. He didn't hate it at first, but he doesn't love it.
Now,
and does he just makes himself conscious.
Does he wear these shorts because, like, of the airflow factor? Like, why doesn't
yes.
he?
Yeah, like, he likes everything to be moving, everything to be well, you know, well aired, yeah. aired out.
He wants a light breeze on his Johnson. I get it.
Yeah, like, the problem guys have is when they wear a certain kind of short or when they wear sweatpants.
Yeah.
You can see mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah.
And it's a really uncomfortable look. I've told the story a million times, but when I was in college, I was working in the costume shop, the theater department. So I was in charge of taking measurements for, you know, performers who needed costumes.
Yeah.
And we were going to build their costume. Mm-hmm. And the dancers would come in and they were never wearing normal clothing. They were always wearing sweats or, you know, leotards or leggings or whatever.
Yeah.
And this dancer came in and he was a freshman, I think, and he just wasn't used to being touched. And so, like, I was taking his measurements and, you know, feeling someone's fingers lightly grazing you as they take yeah, a temperature as a measurement. It's like, it's kind of nice.
Very stimulating. Very.
Yeah. So he was he was wearing sweatpants, mm-hmm. gray sweatpants mm-hmm. with no undergarment. And I got down to his hips to take his hip measurement. And I had to, like, figure out how much to take off
yeah.
for his erection mm-hmm. because I didn't.
Poor kid.
Poor guy. And I didn't say anything about it. I didn't want him to feel bad. But, aww. Like, what are you going to do? Aww. But you could see it worse than ever because sweatpants are penis magnifying glasses.
Yes, they are. You know, we knew that guy who said he couldn't go to the supermarket wearing his sweatpants because he would never get any of his food shopping done because the women would just all stop him.
It's like, it's if I, as a woman, mm-hmm. I don't love it when guys wear sweatpants because all I can do, my eye immediately goes to that area yeah. because I'm afraid of what I'm going to see. It's yeah. like when you go to a certain turn on a certain street, and you know there's always a car accident mm-hmm. there. You're like, you're always going to look for that car accident. Yeah. And I feel like I'm always going to look. And it's always there.
That's why I don't tell men when their zippers are down, because I just don't want to be accused of looking there. Even
it's
though
true.
Sometimes it's just like my eye picks up. I listen.
What are you going to do?
It's my cross to bear. If your fly is open and you're around me, I'm just not going to tell you. It's all right.
No, you gotta let your friend tell you, your bro okay. or another person.
Can you also just, back to your boyfriend's penis. off mic, you were just telling me about your cat and Dennis's pee-pee. Is this too personal? Is this too personal? No. I think.
No, I mean, here we are.
Here we are.
So I hope he's not mad. I did not ask for permission mm-hmm. for this part.
Yeah.
So Minerva wakes up. Mm-hmm. Well, Dennis wakes up. Mm-hmm. Minerva sometimes is sleeping like on his feet. Mm-hmm. Or she's just really excited that we've woken up. She wants to play. Mm-hmm. So she'll bound onto the bed and Dennis is her buddy. Mm-hmm. It's like, daddy's here. Like, it's playtime. Mm-hmm. And so she jumps onto his body and sometimes she'll accidentally walk and put a paw on his junk. Mm-hmm. And when she does, she finds it very alarming and she literally pulls her paw back and backs up and is and does sort of like a noise. Like she gets this look on her face of like or sometimes she will, if she wants to like lay on him, she'll crawl up onto like his torso hip area and she'll circle it. She'll circle his junk and then she'll sort of sleep around it. Well, but she won't touch it.
I mean, snakes are natural predators for cats. So
she finds it very upsetting
scientifically,
which I'm glad.
It makes a lot of sense. It's the same reason why my cat doesn't like the hose for my vacuum.
Yeah, it's like, it's upsetting.
And from the sound of it, Dennis is might be the same girth and length as the hose of my vacuum.
We're not having any more conversations about his anything.
All right.
But well, that's what we're dealing with.
I rented the Pete Davidson movie, The King of Staten Island.
How was it?
So good.
Yeah?
There was a lot of debate between Neil and myself whether we were going to spend the $20 that it cost to rent.
It was $20?
Yeah, because, you know, it's supposed to be in theaters. When you think about it, if you go to a movie theater in New York City, it sometimes it's like $16 a ticket, which is insanity. So,
yeah, but then you're also getting like those chairs that recline and you're getting the experience of a fountain soda and hearing someone talk on their phone throughout the movie. Like you're paying for the whole experience.
The priceless experience. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. We paid the $20 for it. It was worth it.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about renting it, do it. It's the writing was brilliant. Brilliant. And Bethany, as a filmmaker, and Dennis also being from Staten Island, like I think you two would really enjoy this movie.
We should watch it.
Yeah.
I made him watch the Weekend Update that Pete Davidson did a few years ago about going home to Staten Island for Thanksgiving and how he wishes Staten Island would drop into the sea.
Well,
so I want to watch it. Like I'm cheering him on. I hope he's doing well and he's good.
I find him so fascinating. He's like one of these people that I can't figure out and I can't look away. Like I want to know what's happening next. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of movies.
Yes.
Okay. So I feel really bad because a taste bud recommended a film over the weekend and her name is Ariel and
one of my favorite names.
Great name. She just seems like a cool chick. She said that she had just watched the movie Relic, which came out, I think, in early July. You can rent it for about $6, I think, on Amazon or whatever. And it's about this like mother and her daughter who can't find the mother's mother. So like the grandma is missing. And so they go to grandma's house to try and find grandma. And, you know, it's sort of moody and kind of creepy. And the trailer for it is really similar to the trailer for Hereditary. And the movie poster is really similar to Hereditary. And the whole style, like the music, kind of the like plucking of violins and, you know. So I went into it expecting it to be horrifying like Hereditary.
Yeah.
But it's more, I didn't find it scary. I found it, if you go into it ready to watch like a meditation on aging and loss, I think you'll like it more.
But this is a horror movie?
Yeah.
And do you think that maybe you're just so desensitized to horror movies that taste bud Ariel was like, ah, this is scary. And you're like, meh.
It's very possible because like the parts that she found creepy are definitely creepy. Like grandmothers in general, when grandmothers show up in horror movies, it's never a good thing. They're always creepy. And, you know, and she is a creepy grandmother. And so that I get. And like the house is very creepy, but it didn't do to me what Hereditary did, which was like just you're terrified to even look at the screen because something awful is going to be on it.
I need to watch Hereditary. That one is on my list. And I think maybe I'll watch it next.
Yeah. So I'd be curious. So if you've watched Relic and you liked it or you didn't like it, I'd be curious what your thoughts on. But it just it definitely seems like it leans heavily into metaphor, which I don't always love.
So you're saying Taste Bud Ariel is terrible?
No. And I feel awful because I really wanted to like it because like I love a movie recommendation. I totally see why she loved it. I wish I had loved it mm-hmm. more. I wish there had been like more dread, and what the filmmaker was doing, I wish there was more of that, you know?
Yeah. Well, Ariel, I can identify with you because I tell people about the movies, the artsy movies that everyone will like. Like, oh, I love The King of Staten Island. But really, what I was watching this weekend was Supermarket Sweep on Netflix.
Classic program.
It's so good, Bethany. It's so good. You and I would be so good at that show. I cannot wait for the remake with Leslie Jones. She's going
to
be the host.
Okay, we need to apply for that. We uh-huh. also need to apply for season 2 of Floor is Lava. Have you been watching Floor is Lava?
Best show ever.
Okay, can we talk about how when the people fall,
yeah.
they disappear forever.
Forever.
Like, they don't pop back. Like, and people are just screaming because they're gone. It's the best show.
The way that the producers, like, do the camera is that when someone falls into the quote-unquote lava, which is just, like, red-colored bubbling water, they make it look like they go under and never come back out again. And it's the best camera work I've ever seen ever on a reality show.
And, like, the person goes under the lava and the people just, like, scream like they've actually lost somebody. The stakes are so high. I really want to be on that show. I think we would be good on that yeah. show. I think that
yeah.
you with your yoga training, me with my aerial training, and then, like,
Dennis and Neil. We need Dennis and Neil.
You can only have 3 people, though, right?
No, you can have 4. Or is it 3? Oh, you're right. It's 3.
I think it's 3.
Charlotte, our editor, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah. We've never seen Charlotte in person. We've only met her over Skype. I wonder how tall she is. She strikes me as maybe somebody who's kind of tall.
I think she's a tall. I think she told me. I think she's, like, 5'8".
Okay. All right. So look.
5'7 or 5'8".
What are you? 5'11"?
5'10".
5'10". Then we've got Charlotte. She's about 5'7".
What are you?
I'm almost 5'2". I'm almost. So all spectrums are covered.
We have the reach and we have mm-hmm. the small.
Yep. We're covered. We're going to be on it.
We're covered.
Do you know what my favorite part of that show is? The beginning, the host is like, if you win, you get to meet me. And it's like,
yeah.
dude, who are you? Like, who are yeah. you?
I don't care. I want to meet him. And, like, I'm very disappointed because I think it was level 2 where there was a very long painting of him lying on his side mm-hmm. with, like, a rose.
Yeah.
I'm very upset that no one referred to it as sexy painting because that's what I would refer. It's like sexy paint. Use sexy painting as a bridge to get across.
You know what? It's such a good show for kids, too. Gentle listener, if you yeah. have children, this is like my nieces. They were like, hey, Kathleen, have you seen The Floor is Lava? And I'm like, you girls are watching that. You like it. They love it. So fun for the
Did
whole
you
family.
Correct them and tell them, no, dum-dums, it's called Floor is Lava,
yeah.
not The Floor is Lava.
For whatever reason.
Get on it. So we have to cure Corona because we need to open up mm-hmm. things like Floor is Lava yes. again mm-hmm. so people can, like, be together. Mm-hmm.
True gems of this world. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Miss Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that if you buy an electronic mm-hmm. and there's a warranty that you can, like, opt in on.
Yes.
Make sure to read what that warranty is because I bought, like, a $15 warranty on a pair of headphones. The headphones broke twice. And the warranty is I can go back to the store and get a new pair, but the headphones are no longer made. So that's the warranty. So, like, I'm screwed?
What's the company? Let's put it out there. What's the name of the company?
They're sold at Best Buy.
Okay, but
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. It's a specific company.
It was a Best Buy warranty.
It was a Best Buy warranty.
Oh,
yeah.
See?
I mean, I know you're never supposed to get the warranty, you know, because headphones, where the neck is, where the yeah. cups connect to, like, the headband part, is mm-hmm. so weak. And I'm like, these are definitely going to break.
Oh.
And so I was, well, the warranty will help, but, like, I didn't realize that it wasn't we'll repair them or we will, you know, give you your money back. It was like a, we'll replace them with the same, but the same no longer exists.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because we just had to replace our TV because Neil knocked it over and totally by accident, almost fell on the cat and killed the cat. But that's beside the point. The Best Buy warranty gave us the newer edition of the same TV that we had. So maybe you just need to ask for the newer edition of your headphones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The guy on the telephone said that I have to go to the store physically. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm going to have to go to the store, wait outside. And then if I'm turned away, I'm going to have to cause a ruckus.
You know, I often wonder if there are people who make a career out of getting new things by just taking advantage of the warranty.
You know, there are.
They break their thing. And then, you know, sometimes you don't have to bring the broken item to the store. And then
you know, there
are
those people.
They go and get a new thing because it's broken, you know?
Yeah. People who return stuff. And they just put something else mm-hmm. in the box and then they get a new one. Or I had a friend who used to be a night manager at Walmart, and she said the same woman would come in and lay down on the aisle and then scream that she'd slipped and fell and needed to sue them. And like, they have it on camera of her just lying herself down. But it's all like the same group of people.
It's like people, when you're filming them, I'm going to tell the police that you're abusing me right now. And it's like, biatch, I got a camera on you. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
Exactly. Like, put your dog on a leash. I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
You didn't ask me what I learned this week, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you learn this week? Jesus.
Thanks, Bethany. I learned from amazing_facts_ on Instagram that people who get goosebumps while listening to music have a special mental condition that makes them extremely emotional to a certain kind of stimuli.
Do you get goosebumps while listening to music?
I don't know.
You haven't listened to Evanescence in a while, have you?
I haven't. I haven't listened to anything too emotional in a long time.
Listen to...
other than Oprah's Super Sunday podcast.
Fair. Listen to My Heart Will Go On, right about the point where if it were the Megamix, it would be where they have the guy going, iceberg, right ahead, because then it crests and she like changes keys. Listen to that song. I'm getting goosebumps now. If you don't get goosebumps from that song, you won't get goosebumps from anything.
Maybe you're that type of person. Maybe you have like a special mental ability.
Did they say mental ability or mental disorder? Because I'm going to err on the side of the latter, not the former.
Anyway, Bethany, where can I find you on social?
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter, Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. What about you, Kathleen?
I'm at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
You can find this podcast on social media. On Twitter, we are at Acquired Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, make sure you check out the fan group.
On Instagram, we are Acquired Taste Podcast.
We have an email address, and that is anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
You can send us snail mail. P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
If you want to leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, we play them at the end of every podcast, and our phone number is 917-994-0353.
This podcast is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on social media. On Twitter, she is at Shargar, and on Instagram, she is lit_fuck.
Wherever you listen to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars is the best, and we love reading your reviews and what you have to say.
And this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Oh, that felt good.
And taste buds, hey, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. It is Vanessa from Wisconsin, the girl with the bangs, and focusing on myself. You guys listened to my voicemail on the bonus episode. And I wanted to say that I am focusing on myself, and I lost 300 pounds because I broke up with my boyfriend. He was very controlling mentally, not physically, but mentally, and very controlling of my finances, even though I was the only one working most of the time. So I just wanted to give you girls an update, and it's been a week now, and I am the most happiest person I've ever been.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany, and I called last Sunday, and I chickened out. Didn't leave a voicemail, and then you did the bonus episode with the voicemails, and I was so bummed out, so I decided I need to call this week. I wanted to tell you guys that I started my dream job last week as a school social worker with youth at risk, and I finished my first week, and it's really exciting, and I have never felt so comfortable at a job so quickly, and I think that it's going to be the most perfect fit. And I just want to thank you guys because your openness to talk about your mental health and your anxiety has really helped me to overcome a lot of my struggles. And I would not be here without you girls. So thank you so much. I love listening to you every week. Thank you for everything that you do and all the topics you talk about. It's so fun listening to you guys. So keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, ladies. I'm just calling because I'm listening to your episode about how enzymes inside of banana peels can be really good for your skin and reducing the effects of aging. And funny enough, I was thinking about this and I was like, that's kind of strange. And then maybe subconsciously, I headed over to my fruit bowl and noticed that my bananas were looking a little too ripe. And I was like, okay, I'm going to freeze these. So I took the peels off, put the naked bananas in my freezer. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I have all these ready banana peels that I can place on my skin and start the anti-aging process. Thank you so much for the tip. That was perfect timing.
Hey ladies, it's Allie from upstate New York. Just listening to you guys talk about cicadas right now, and I had to pause the podcast and call you. Can you hear those cicadas in the background? I'm taking a walk and they are so loud. I guess I didn't realize that's what they were, but that's what they are. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Allie from New Jersey, longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm catching up on the pod, currently listening to episode 247, and Bethany is talking about movies she can't watch because her emotions are too big, and she mentioned The Lion King, and I just had to call in because that was the first movie that I saw in theaters when I was 3 years old, and my grandparents used to play the soundtrack for me when I would go to their house, but it wasn't just the songs, it was like the entire instrumental score. So my aunt tells this story all the time because apparently I would be listening to the soundtrack at their house, and when the music would come on from the part where Mufasa dies, I would just sit on the staircase and sob, like just sob by myself at 3 years old. My feelings were too big for that movie, so I just thought you guys would appreciate that story. Love you both.
Hi, Taste Buds. This is Liana, Money Marie on the Facebook page, which I love so much. Today's Monday, July 20th, and it's actually my 26th birthday. Weird having a Monday birthday during quarantine or otherwise. So I just kind of hung out, did some laundry, and now I'm cuddling on the couch with my cats and going to get some Chinese food for dinner. But I hope you guys are having a great day, and I just wanted to thank you for this awesome community because it's beyond wonderful. I love you guys so much. Bye.